The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hello there. It's great to be back again this week. A lot has taken place over the past week that hopefully we'll get time to discuss. And I'm not sure if you haven't heard us or joined us before. The Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, is where we discuss tax planning strategies for investors, and primarily investors who have decided that real estate is the best way to grow their family's wealth. And I want to elaborate on KSEV's disclaimer in the intro to also indicate that just because you hear this show or receive an email or visit a website that I had something to do with, et cetera, I am not your CPA yet. And, of course, as we always recommend, please check with someone that knows your specific facts and circumstances before you embark on any planning strategies or investments in real estate or other matters that you might hear us discuss from time to time. The answer to most questions that I get asked is maybe, and we got to take a look at the facts that you have to determine what makes sense for you. Had some interesting news in the past few days I want to start with. You may have noticed Janet Yellen had some comments this week. The Treasury Secretary used to be, I believe, head of the Fed Reserve, if I recall. I've lost track over the years. But anyway, the gist of her quote was that tax increases will come when money is needed for priorities, quote unquote. Which is an interesting use of term. You know, this is a $1.9 trillion COVID bill that she was defending in those remarks, and apparently that's not a priority, I suppose. In other words, there's no reason to raise taxes for this item, which is interesting. And I'm going to direct you to a website that will, I'll just say you should be sitting down when you start reading the fiscal health of our nation and our states. AccountingInTruth.org is the name of that site, AccountingInTruth.org. And I think most people will be shocked by some of the numbers they see there. And it doesn't just give you the general, we've got a $29 trillion deficit as a nation, which is really 229, or depends on who you want to believe. I think on the Accounting In Truth site, they peg it at more in the 149 level. But bottom line is, for those of you that are thinking, well, wait a minute, what do you mean 29 versus 149 or 229? The federal government is not bound by what we accountants refer to as generally accepted accounting principles, where you would actually have to book all of your liabilities or reflect those on your balance sheet. They're able to sidestep some of those rules. And by the way, we're the only developed country that does this with our governmental financial reporting to where, you know, we may be able to change a rule, change a law. In other words, Social Security full retirement age may go up from 67 or so to God knows what, maybe 75. I don't know. It depends on how big a Band-Aid, and I do mean Band-Aid, that you want to put on it. But in any event, as we've been saying for a while now, if you don't think taxes are high enough now, just wait. They're going to be. And that leads me into a discussion about one of the hottest planning strategies right now. The Google search count is off the charts, and that would be the Roth IRA. And I guess, one other thing I want to mention, the thing that's kind of scary when you look at the federal picture is now there's even discussions of bringing back the earmarks with the budget. And I don't know if those, if people remember those from a while ago. And I frankly, I'm not sure they ever really stopped. I think they stopped referring to it as earmarks. But essentially where the congressmen, senators and representatives can actually put their name on certain sections to get their bridge or their new highway or whatever in their district. And, again, if for those of you that think there's a lot of differences between the two parties, I guess since 1986, the Tax Reform Act of 86 made me realize, going all the way back then, that the only difference between Democrats and Republicans, or the major difference, is not how much, it's how we're going to spend money. And it's just, it's insane the way we spend money without thinking about where or who's going to pay for that. And I saw a number, I believe it may be on the accountingandtruth.org site, that each one of us effectively is on the hook for, or each taxpayer, I shouldn't say each one of us, but each taxpayer is on the hook for $902,000 each, which is pretty striking. Even if it's only half right, it's still a lot of money. But in any event, as I mentioned, the Roth is definitely a strategy that will be in favor now. And let me say at the top here, I'm not advocating contributing to traditional retirement plans. However, most every client that I work with comes to me with existing retirement plans, significant in many cases, and they want to invest without liquidating those accounts because they understand the power of compounding. And they understand, unlike some of the folks we have that are the, quote, real estate gurus that are on the radio, in fact, this very station, who will suggest you should eliminate a third of your family's net worth to control your money and invest in real estate and, quote, retire, whatever that means. Hopefully it means you're doing something that you might otherwise do if you didn't need a paycheck every week, but it doesn't mean you sit at home or you go fishing or golfing every day. That doesn't seem to allow for the healthiest retirement outcomes, at least been my experience over 36 years now I've been practicing. And so in any event, the issue always is that the client that comes to me, the prospect, has heard this, quote, tax advice, even though, by the way, the same guys that say this will tell you up front, we're not giving out tax advice, even as they proceed to do so. Take it for what it's worth, which is not a lot. In fact, it hurts you. It doesn't help you. And especially when there's ways for you to control your money, still, take control, invest in real estate, and retire, or do whatever makes you happy, as Marvin Zindler used to say, as he would sign off every Friday. And so given that, we look at options. And in terms of the BA Planner Show, that's not just a name, that's what we do. And we would like to see more people be a planner. And planners understand, once they work with us, the optimal tax code section to execute literally the rest of their financial life under. And it's like many things in life, people that understand the options typically end up with better outcomes. And so we seek to show you where the green lights are under the tax code and where the red lights that you can turn right on are. And the Roth is clearly one of those items, and it allows us to pick our spots in terms of getting money out of the pre-tax side of the 401k plan over into either a Roth 401, which a lot of people don't even realize exists. It's in only about 43% of the 401 plans these days, so you'd have to even know before you could execute it. And that's how we start reducing the tax bracket that you actually pay taxes on. Sounds like we're coming up to a break. We'll pick up with this as we come back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I was born with spinal bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries, but I didn't let that stop me.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Okay, welcome back. I was just briefly mentioning the Roth strategy as we broke for the break, and it's something we'll talk a lot more about today and in the future, perhaps. However, I want to take a break from that and welcome Mr. Steve Davis with Total Real Wealth Academy to the show. And Steve, I appreciate you taking time today to call in, and I'm interested to learn more about your history, you know, why you started the Total Wealth Academy, and what's going on that's new with your member platform today. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Glad to be here.
You bet. Hey, Steve, take me back in time a bit. When did you first start on the radio? I know you were with one of the other investor platforms in town, but I know it was a long time ago, and I'm not saying that to date you. I've just got a little corollary I want to add to the story.
It's been 20 years.
Well, that's not what I'm wanting to hear. I want you to pin it down to a date. Wasn't it like January of 2003, somewhere in there?
Whoa, that I would have no idea, Nate.
Okay, well, let me tell you why I think it was. I first heard you February of 2003, and I'm pretty sure that was right after you had taken your former mentor group to the air, and I'm just going to tell you, your approach caught this host's attention, and I ended up joining. And, you know, to that point in time, all I was familiar with was the Russ Whitneys, Dave Delgados, Carlton Sheets, Tom Vu, Wade Cook, Ron LeGrand, Robert Allen,
yeah. And
I probably missed a dozen others. And it was always, let's find a way to step on somebody when they're down and grab their house or take their real estate, right? I mean, that was
right. The
approach that all of us, and I know I've heard you say you've bought all those books and tapes, and all those guys actually had something credible, or you or I wouldn't have listened to them, at least to the extent we did. And there was always an idea or two that resonated. But there were a lot of ideas that either were no longer legal or no longer, you know, applied to a given market or submarket. And it just didn't do much. And I never actually bought any of those, okay? I bought your program. And
okay.
Again, you were the only guy that I heard that was explaining how to locate, acquire, manage, and very importantly, exit investment-grade real estate. And I don't know about the other folks that joined. It must have worked for a lot of people, but that's what caught my eye. And here is an accountant sold me on that program. But anyway, I'm getting into your answer. So you tell me your experience with these programs, radio, et cetera?
Well, I think you bring up a good point that a lot of the stuff that I read was a win-lose. You know, the investor wins and the seller loses. And about the same time, I had read The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey has said, that works, but only temporarily. And that resonated with me because I was like, if you're constantly ripping people off, you have to constantly find people dumb enough to rip off. But if you think win-win and you make a good deal for you and the seller, you can buy a property from the same real estate agent or the same wholesaler over and over and over again. You have to focus on win-win in these real estate deals. Otherwise, you're going to have a short-lived career.
Yeah, I like that, and it actually ties in nicely with an expression I hear you use on the radio quite a bit that Andrew Carnegie, I believe, discussed, which is, you know, if you give others what they want, you'll get what you want, and that pretty much is true of most things in life, not just real estate, right?
I totally agree. And Zig Ziglar actually got that from Zig Ziglar made that phrase famous.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But it was said multiple times before that, including Carnegie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's been my experience over 36 years, and I think you would echo that. Hey, tell me more about why I call it TWA, Total Wealth Academy. I know you were originally branding it as Real Wealth Academy, and I think you've mentioned on air as to the change, and I do agree with that, by the way. I think that's smart. But at base, why does Total Wealth Academy exist? What came about?
You know, it exists because our formal educational system, high school and college, fails to teach people the principles of money. I mean, I went to Texas A&M, and I literally asked my advisor after about a year there, I go, you know, I'm taking Chem 101, I'm taking English, where are the classes on getting rich? And he goes, there are none. I quit school that literally the next semester. So what we're here to do is teach people what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. And I want to make that a distinction here. Not that they don't want to teach their kids. My parents loved me. I always felt that they loved and respected me. But they gave me financial advice based off of their poor and middle class beliefs. And it wasn't until I recognized that and started reading books by millionaires that I got the beliefs that work. So what we do at Total Wealth Academy is our students are taught what the rich kids are taught by their rich parents, again, that the poor and middle class can't. Not that they don't want to, they're just not capable of it because they're not rich. They don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I understand that, and I know my parents never owned rental real estate, and so I didn't really have the map, you know, in front of me. And I guess thinking back to when I joined the group that I joined, it was a different thought process altogether. And I don't mean just from a life experience, but I mean even from my financial education. And I, you know, I had not only my undergraduate accounting degree, I had an MBA. And, you know, the total focus, the sole focus of those programs is to prepare you to go get a job, which I'm not against jobs. I mean, let's face it, jobs make the world go round. It just didn't take me long to realize that, you know, I didn't enjoy getting out of bed in the morning necessarily to be told what I was going to work on today. And I understand opening my own accounting practice wasn't the same as investing in real estate, but to a certain extent, I feel like I retired at the age of 25 when I did that. And then now it's kind of like a heightened level of retirement, although obviously I'm still practicing and plan to practice forever because it's what gives me satisfaction. And I think that's really, and you and I have discussed this, I've heard you discuss it on air, retirement doesn't mean you stop growing and learning and achieving. Or if you do, I'm just telling you from experience, in 37 years now, I've watched a lot of folks, quote, retire that did the normal. You know, they worked their whole life. Of course, it's no longer normal. They worked their whole life for the large company, had a couple million dollars in 401 money, just literally put money away every week, every month. And then they didn't know what to do with themselves. And, you know, I think with real estate, one of the really nice things is that you can make it as active as you care to be and achieve and have gratification, or you can travel the world. And, you know, the real estate can be a passive endeavor and usually is for most of our clients, and I know most of your members. And it's pretty amazing when you think about the opportunity, excuse me, to invest in these properties, and you get a check, you know, once a quarter, twice a year, you know, maybe once a year, and you know, you're able to not have to worry about making a paycheck every week. And I don't know, you see that obviously every day, and I know that's how you live as well. But I'm just curious, when you know, you look back over your last 30 years of doing what you're doing, what's the relative percentage? And I know you don't track this, but I know you've also got a good head for remembering these numbers. Do most people join for the passive benefits, or are most people joining because they want to be that lead partner that goes out and syndicates the next project for 34 other partners in their deal?
Yeah, that's easy. It's an 80 to 90% want to build a second stream of income, a passive stream of income. Only about 10% want to really, real estate is their passion. They want to own it. They want to run it. They want to feel it. They want to live it. But that's who I give my money to. You know, I love to teach, so that's what I spend my time on. But all my money, I give to that 10%. Because real estate makes so much money compared to any other investment. So I look for that 10%, those people who real estate is their passion. And as an example for your listener, the reason this, I'm talking directly to the listener now, the reason I send all of my members to Nathan Ross is because Nathan Ross has a passion for numbers and accounting. He is amazing at it. And when my members come back, they'll call him for 5 minutes, right? An hour later, he shared 100 ideas that they didn't even think they needed to know. And now they have all these options. So Nathan has found his passion. I found my passion in teaching real estate investing. And then passively, I invest with those members who their passion is owning the real estate. I give them my money, and they send me a check every quarter, and I keep focused on what I'm passionate about, which is teaching, just like Nathan focuses on what he's passionate about, which is the numbers, the taxes, the accounting. It's fun.
Steve, you're very kind. You're not really all that correct on the Nathan part, but I'll come back and address some of that when we come back. Let's go ahead and take a break. And you are listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And if you have questions, call us at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, Do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned, they care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. Send us an email or text message. Connect to our Facebook page. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com. Start your mornings with the Chris Salcedo Show.
I used to live down the dial a couple of notches during this time period in the morning, but I think I found a new home. And it's why I'm going to tune in. You gave them some very tough questions, you know, some of the toughest questions that I've heard an interviewer give a seasoned politician like that. And just like all seasoned politicians, before they answer the question, they run interference.
The Chris Salcedo Show, 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 700 KSEV.
Okay, we're back, and for those of you that have been listening, you know that we're speaking with Mr. Steve Davis with Total Wealth Academy, and I wanted to pick up with some of Steve's comments there just before the break, because they really lead in nicely to what I'll spend more time talking about later this show, perhaps, and certainly next week. First of all, I want to correct Steve. I'm not all that brilliant. I'm the slow, methodical plotter type, okay? And I'll never forget when I joined the group that Steve was with, literally, what's it been, 17 or 18 years ago, Steve's partner at that point challenged me with finding a way that we could legally invest our retirement funds in real estate. And I did that. I spent several hundred hours coming up, with the code sections. I interviewed IRA custodians at that time to find out strategies and put that in place. And I think, based on everything I heard and saw, it allowed Steve's group to sell, hundreds, if not thousands, of memberships, because all of a sudden they had an extra arrow in their quiver in terms of making people understand that, hey, you just thought you didn't have any money to invest in real estate. You really got a lot, because you can work with that existing IRA in that case, and now, due to some new laws, we've got the 401 option, which is even richer. But in any event, that is my focus. I don't want your tax return necessarily. I don't want your accounting. I don't do that stuff that much. I have the resources to accommodate people, but it's not Nathan, and I am almost exclusively focused on helping people. I'm salvaging what would otherwise be retirement funds that get tossed in the IRS trash can because people hear this mantra of, rip the Band-Aid off, pay your taxes, you're going to make so much money in these private syndications, that they go take that advice. And I'm always wondering, just at base, do the people not saying that not understand that if everything else they're telling these folks to convince them to join their membership platform is true, why wouldn't you want 100% of those funds instead of about 70% available to go forward. And if it's a question of quote, getting the IRS out of your life, what they don't realize is that, no, you haven't done that. You've invited the IRS for a date about every 5, 6, 7 years when you exit that investment, which I understand there's passive activity loss carry forwards. I understand all that. I'm an accountant. I'm a real estate tax accountant. I get it. I also know that at the end of the day, if I put a dollar in and got a $1.50 out, I don't care if it comes off of interim cash flows from rents and expenses, you know, rents being higher than expenses, whether it comes from a refinance or whether it comes from an exit. If I put a dollar in, I get a $1.50 out, I'm going to pay tax on the 50 cents unless or until maybe I pass away. And by the way, for those of you that are counting on that step up in basis to avoid the tax at that point, just understand that's on the Biden administration's radar. It's probably going to go away. It obviously hasn't yet. It's only been 2 months, and look at what we've done in 2 months. We've already got a $1.9 trillion expenditure, plus the earmarks apparently are coming back. It's business as usual, getting ready to come again. And I'm telling you, 1031s, step up in basis, all the things that we real estate investors love is going away. And even if you could do some of those, when you join passively in a large partnership to go buy a 300-unit or 400-unit apartment building, there is no 1031. I know we talk about tax-free exchanges. That's for the independent owner that buys a 10, 15, 20, like Steve. Steve's done, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. You've done some 1031s on small apartment buildings because it was you and a family member, right, that would buy those?
Right, right. Yeah,
so
I've never
that's
done
an issue.
31 yeah. from a 20 or 30 person LLC.
Yeah. And I'm not saying technically it's not possible. It is. It's not feasible. That's the correct term. So
right.
Bottom line is the snowball that you create by timing your carry forwards, by doing, even if you could do a 1031, that all melts. Just like, by the way, the snowball that you've built with your 401 or your IRA. The problem with these plans, and I'm talking about traditionally, not the way we're using them, but traditionally, you've got a partner in that plan, and you're probably not thinking about it. And it's one thing for you to say, hey, Nathan, I'm doing well. I've got over $1 million in my 401 plan with my employer. And my response is, well, yeah, how much of that are you going to get? And you don't know the answer because you don't know what the tax rates are going to be when you start taking money out. And that's the first thing we want to do is get control of that. And by the way, this applies to the first day that you're told you should liquidate your funds and pay your tax. I've got a way for you to do that within the context of the self-directed 401 trust that we work with. It's called the Roth 401, part of every trust that we adopt. And Steve, I know these are concepts I really haven't even discussed with you, but I do want you to be aware that the Roth gives us the ability to say, okay, here's the percentage that our partner is going to get, because we're going to convert some of those funds throughout the years. We're going to look at the optimal break even on your family's anticipated financial needs. We're going to look at the benefit of the compounding that's still taking effect on 100% of those dollars, and we're going to figure out, well, okay, we don't want to convert all this stuff because it's just as bad as doing it on day one outside the Roth, which is, you know, ripping the Band-Aid off. You don't want to do that. There's an optimal amount of money that each year, based on the tax bracket you're in, we want to take advantage and fill up a little bit, a few more percentage over that level, because the tax brackets are on sale is how we look at it. They are not going down. Clearly, they have to go up. When you look at the small piece of the overall federal budget that's discretionary, the large majority of the federal debt pays the interest on the debt, and it's increasing, and that's why folks like Janet Yellen, who, trust me, is in a position to know, is saying that we'll be raising taxes. And, of course, she's defining it as to pay for our priorities. No. How about to pay for the priorities of yesteryear that are now represented in the total deficit? But anyway, to bring this back to Steve, I'm going to tell the listeners, Steve Davis is I'm not going to say he's the only, but he's one of the few real estate gurus, and I will use that term, I think Steve qualifies, that gets it with regard to retirement funds. And I don't know, Steve, in his heart of hearts may think, you know, it's best to liquidate this stuff, but he sure sends a lot of people to Nathan Ross to find out if it is. And in some cases, it might be. We look at it. We don't just have a carte blanche answer, although it's rare that I'm going to tell someone that's got several hundred thousand dollars to pay the IRS 30% of it when they could otherwise invest 100%, and they could do it in a fashion that, if they want to pay some tax, that truly eliminates the IRS from the rest of your life with regard to those dollars that we convert and pay the tax on. And by the way, the tax is the same number that it would take to totally liquidate the account and, you know, quote, rip the Band-Aid off. And yet, when you do that, you're totally overlooking the value of compounding those dollars for another, I don't know, in some cases with our clients, this is another 15, 20, could be 30 years. And at the same time, you're looking at your annual picture and deciding, well, you know, I'm in a 20% bracket. Maybe I go ahead and add some more Roth conversion to get up to 24, 25, 28%. Because when you look at what's coming, and already under Biden's, quote, tax plan, which obviously isn't effective yet, the high 50s, or let's see, it'd be about the low 50s, will be what people that are at $1 million or more in income are going to pay. And if you happen to be sitting in California, 62% is the number that's being pegged. And so, again, if you can pay tax now in a much lower bracket, and we're talking about retirement funds, which, you know, you do control how much that partner is going to get. You still do. Now, you may not 10 years from now, but you do now. And we would suggest that the reality is there's probably about an eight-year window here before Biden's policies. And I say Biden's policies. Let's just call it Washington's policies. It really isn't going to matter. Republican or Democrat, they're not going to have a choice because – 2029 is when, you know, the proverbial crap hits the fan with regard to Medicare, you know, Social Security, et cetera. Anyway, I digress. Let me come back to Steve. And, Steve, I'm just curious what your thought process is on retirement money. I know we both are in agreement. We don't want to contribute more unless it's as a tax mechanism that we still control, and by that I mean the self-directed 401 trust, which if I make a current year contribution, which I did, by the way, in my own case, I did what we call a mega backdoor Roth, where I contributed $63,500 this year and last, that will never pay a dollar of tax to the IRS as I put that money in to passive investments. And that's amazing when you think about the ability to do that. And the money didn't go anywhere. It went from my left pocket to my right pocket, and now it's getting ready to go out to a syndicator or three, because I've done this a couple years now and will continue to make that contribution. It's my money, and again, I'm going to keep 100% of that money. That's the way you save for retirement, okay? Anyway, Steve, let's pick back up. What do we have on the calendar with regard to some of the real wealth events? I know we had a state of the Houston real estate market. I had several of my clients mention that they went last week, and I'm just curious if you have anything you can share with us along those lines.
Yeah, I guess the main event that we have for non-members is our free sample class, where okay. I actually do a case study of a single family investment, and I do a case study of a syndication, and then people can see exactly how we're getting this, you know, 15, 20, 35% rate of return. But to go back to a question you kind of asked me, yeah, I'm on board. I don't believe in the rip the bandage off strategy. If there's any way that somebody can keep their money, they need to do it. Because that leverage, that compounding, you've proven it over and over again. That's the way to do it. But anyway,
hey, let's just call it making lemonade out of lemons, right? I mean, that's basically what we're doing. But anyway, hey, I got something, a personal experience on the first syndication I invested in back in 2000, I believe it was four, and it was with, you know, through your former platform. That deal has exited, and I want to just share with you those results. I think it's telling. We'll pick up when we come back. You're listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest, Steve Davis. If you have questions for us, give us a call at 281-558-5738. KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Lord, I tried to be forgiving.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEV AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEV. TV.
Warm, touching warm, reaching out.
Okay, we're back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and our guest Steve Davis. And, you know, we didn't quite hear Mr. Diamond, that's Neil Diamond, on the way out. He didn't quite get to the line that I'm so often quoting. And he wasn't talking about retirement, but I'm going to hijack it anyway, which is, but just getting by don't mean you're living. And again, there's some grammatical issues there. I'm quoting. I'm not saying that myself. And I tell you what, I think Steve Davis, of all people, will agree with that because, you know, the quality of life is what total wealth is about. It's not just your wealth. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, I got $1 million in private placements. You know, they're making good money. It's another to say, you know, I quit my job last week, finally. How am I going to pay my bills next quarter or next year? We hope you're coming to us to ask about the sequencing, which is the critical magic sauce of what we do. The 401 strategy we use, that's like the tip of the iceberg. That's going to be the main earnings engine that's going to make your life possible in retirement, but let's face it, that doesn't mean a whole lot when it comes to needing the money to pay your bills. And you know, real estate syndication, just to be clear, is not an activity where you call the lead partner up and say, hey guy, I need $25,000 to pay my bills next month, next quarter, whatever. Can you send me that check? That's not how it works. I mean, it's a company that you're invested in with typically 34 other people. You know, 35 is the common number under the SEC rules. And you get distributions when you've got cash available that's not needed for operations. And so there's planning that has to take place. There's staging of the funds. And for those of you that work with us, you know we're doing a lot of strategies with respect to the zero tax brackets. This has become critical with what you're seeing going on nationally. And it's a process of moving money out of pre-tax over to no tax and then maybe into some financial products like a And Steve, close your ears. Index universal life policy, because you know why? Not for the death value. It's for the tax benefit. Everything we do relates to tax. And with, believe it or not, there's some side doors on the IUL, we're going to call it, the index universal life policy, where you have the ability to take tax-free distributions. Now think about this. When we're talking about tax-free, we're not just talking about a Roth where you get a 1099-R at the end of the year that says how much you took out, which is okay. It's still not going to get taxed. It's still not going to count against your Social Security being taxed, which, you know, I know that sounds like it's small potatoes. Well, it's not. If you're living on, you know, 75 to 150 grand a year, that extra $3,000 a month between you and your spouse is pretty critical if we can avoid paying tax on 85% of it. And bottom line is, distributions out of an index universal life policy don't even get reported. It's not on a 1090, if you do it right. Now, there is the ability to make it taxable just because you didn't know. So these are not DIY strategies, but these are great tax strategies. And there's two things that is embedded in that strategy that you will not duplicate, and it makes it all make sense as to why this accountant is talking about an insurance policy, which never was the case for 35 out of my 37 years. And that is that we have the ability with that policy to add a long-term health care rider or chronic illness rider or both, to where you can pay for those things only if you encounter them, which, by the way, that's half of us, clearly. 50% of retired American couples, eventually one or the other spouse is going to end up in a long-term health care situation. And the way the Medicare rules work, you basically have to spend down the family's net worth before you get the government help. And that bankrupts the other spouse. And so, you know, we've got certain risk that if you don't have $10 million in the bank, I mean, obviously people that have a lot of wealth self-insure. I'm not recommending someone that's got $10 million in retirement savings go take out an index universal life policy. But if you've only got $1 million, you're a prospect. And when you understand, or when you come to understand, that 50% of retired American couples will incur somewhere between $500,000 and $880,000 on health care in retirement, you begin to understand why this insurance, quote-unquote, product might make sense for you, because it gives you a way to cover that risk without actually paying for a policy, which, if you haven't priced long-term health care lately, it's kind of like the tax brackets being on sale. Long-term health care was on sale 20 years ago. It's not now, and it's insane how much they cost, and you may not need it. You may be in the other 50%. So why go spend the real money? Why not spend a smidgen? And at the same time, you're getting the ability to tap those funds for tax-free withdrawals. And, by the way, you do have the ability to use it for legacy purposes, where this is how you can, you know, make eventually a bequeath your wealth to either a relative or to a charitable organization, et cetera. So it hits on four cylinders, and it's in that context that we really like it. Now, Steve, I mentioned before the break I was going to tell you that was not my personal experience, by the way, although I do want it to be. I do want to qualify for an index universal life policy. I purchased it was kind of a fluke, and that's really why I like to tell the story. I had a client that was a member of the platform that I joined back in 2003 that you were formerly a partner in, and I was working on putting together, structuring his partnership. And you probably aren't aware of this, Steve, but I'm just going to tell you, over the period of 2004 to roughly 2009, before the Lehman Brothers incident, you know, where they went under and all heck broke loose with the debt market, I crafted over $500 million, with a B, dollars worth of operating agreements for lead partners. And in large measure, they were mainly lead partners with that platform. And one of the guys that I was working with, I can't remember how it came about, but he ended up with a $15,000 hole in his funding, right getting up close to closing. And And so I said, well, look, you know, I'll fill that hole, no problem. But I'm not going to be – I'm not doing your tax return. I'm not doing all that other stuff, right? And he let me do it. Of course, he makes it sound like, well, you know, I tossed it to my accountant. It's like, okay, I gave you real money, pal, okay? Anyway, you know, we didn't get – in this little 42-unit down in Angleton, which has become a hot area, by the way. And I do want you, if we have a minute, hopefully you can talk about that Angleton project you've got now on the platform. But anyway, first two or three years, no distributions. We were using cash flow to you know, effectively upgrade or get down units up. Eventually, $250 a month started coming out like clockwork. I mean, clockwork. It's not $15,000, okay?
Wow.
And, yeah. And then we refinanced, got $5,000 out, if I recall. It may have been more. And then distributions went up. They didn't go down because the refinance, they actually went up, right? And, which is unusual, or maybe not. I don't know. It depends. But anyway, then they kept going up. We refinanced again, got another $5,000 or $10,000 out. Now I was getting $380 a month up until here just recently. He called me. The only thing I wish had happened, he called me in February this year to tell me that he had sold it December. Okay, it would have been nice to have known the timing, right? But you know, I almost didn't care because on the same phone call, he was saying, Nathan, it looks like I'm going to have a check for about $69,000 for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Steve, think about that. Add that up. I didn't go down to that. I went one time way back in the beginning because I was just curious, and I was there in Houston where it was easy. And I'm telling you, that's why you invest in these passive syndications. And, again, I'm just an accountant. I'm not Steve Davis selling you a membership, although I'm going to tell you, if you're going to buy a membership, Steve Davis is the guy you need to talk to. And I'm going to say this because I hear it all the time from clients, that both when Steve was at the former platform and now, Steve Davis will return a phone call. And that doesn't happen with most of the other options that you have. And Steve may not realize people talk about him, but that's how they talk about him. It's like, you know, I always liked that guy. I wondered where he went. And by the way, he was the only guy that ever returned my phone call, right? And so that's a testament, okay? Now, real quick, because we're getting ready to hit the final break, I know you've got a development deal, speaking of Angleton, that's on the platform, and I know, you know, as with any of these deals, they don't fit everybody. There's certain circumstances, like my 401 trust clients, as an example, that the way that deal is structured constitutes a trade or business. It is not the passive rental real estate that gets a pass under the code for the tax that a retirement account would otherwise pay. So it's not for everybody. And it's not, I think, Steve, you might agree, I hope you do, that it's not really what we think of as, you know, real estate investing. It is more of a trader business, correct? Or do you disagree with me on that point?
You know, that's hard for me to say. I believe it's a real estate deal. It's a development deal.
Yeah.
It's just curious that this guy, who is highly successful, I've known him for over a decade.
Right. I agree. Brandt's a class act. The guy that's doing it. He's a class act.
I think it's going to work for a lot of families.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're coming up to the end of the show. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in, and I don't care what else I had on the agenda. You kind of got me to each of those points, whether you realize it or not. And I'd like to make this regular. I know it's Saturday evening there. You and Josie have things to do. I get that, your wife. But any time, and if you want to make it regular, let's do it. Okay?
All right,
so,
Sam.
Again, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll see each other soon.
Hopefully. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.